Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things that bringeth up their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hath thou not known? Hath thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more seas. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And I shall be his God, and he shall be my son. And together, in the auspices of the presentation of this New Testament of Saviorship of the living Son of God, we'll enter the kingdom together, because the time for that entrance is at hand. Let me begin by saying welcome. It's good to see you in the procedures of a very fundamental idea regarding what we are going to offer each other in exchanges of self-recognition from our Savior Jesus, based on all of the idiosyncrasies of demands that we remain in ideas fundamental to ourself about what we want to be in the conceptual ideas we have, when our fundamental teaching of direction has shown us as individuals within what appears to be our body formulation that the power of the universe, the power of the extension of our mind, the certainty of the consciousness that we utilize to employ ideas about our weakness, our ideas about loss, our ideas about pain, our ideas about loneliness and death, are you listening? Have all passed away. And in this new direction, in the return of our Savior, my Savior, shall we talk a little bit about the old man, the idea of a master teacher, the idea who someone who is offering the entirety of his service in the recognition that through his resurrection, now being demonstrated by you in the ultimate crucifixion that occurred in your idea about yourself, that there are no particulars in the evidence of your body form within ideas of space-time, are you listening to me, that do not include an instant of conversion of your mind present and available to you at this moment in a single demonstration of a reflection of light in the middle of the most devastating idea that ever could have occurred in the practice of verification for the body formulation of ourself, that we do not make a basic admission that, are you ready? The resurrection has occurred. Will you practice with me, those of you who have been viewing these last sequences of time, where in our Course in Miracles from the Savior Jesus we were directed to begin the practice, remember, of Easter Sunday? Remember practicing the idea that we came into Jerusalem together with all of the guarantees that we intended to enjoy by His direction, and by His direction at the time of our salvation of the Passover, from eternal damnation to eternal life, was at hand. And through the practice of a memory of the totality of the forgiveness of the idea of the crucifixion that was evident to us in any individual, listen, from Jesus, we could recognize that in any resurrection of body form was our own at any moment of crucifixion. So that the entire practice of the converting agency of your formulation of body form is to give you direct revealing of a continuing alteration of time. This is now from our Holy Bible, as we just read together in Isaiah, the idea of the fulfillment of a prophecy not based on a God somewhere out in the universe, not based on a God who somehow was going to make demands on us in the energy of pain and death in regard to the perspectives that we have concerning our need to be body forms, but rather in Isaiah, the fundamental admission that the power of God, you look with me, is represented by the entirety of a moment of exchange where the whole conflict that we intended to use to demonstrate the torturing of the body, the identity that we want to demonstrate in order to prove the capacity of death, is passed away at the moment that the entirety of the acceptance of the idea that crucifixion is possible is redirected to the certainty that while the crucifixion may appear to be outside of us, it is inevitable if we have acknowledged that there is a factor based on the resurrection of my Savior, Jesus Christ, that all of the necessity for demonstration of crucifixion, be it of the last 2,000 years, last 14,000 years, or last nanosecond, that at any single moment, the entirety of the conversion, of the change, of the intense conflict that we felt in our attempts to demonstrate the possibility that within our self-containment we could have been separate from eternal life, has passed away. I have the title of the Master Teacher. I'm a teacher of the salvation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Are you listening? And so are you. You are a teacher of the certainty that at the most devastating moment that could possibly occur in all of the universe, in all of our relationship with the billions of stars and the galaxies by the trillions extending light energy all about us, there is nothing that can be contained out in the universe that through the admission of the necessity for our own conversion from a location in space and time, we cannot observe together the moment of the entirety of the illumination of our mind. All right. In the scripture of the New Testament of our Savior Jesus. Heretofore, until this moment, we have been determined to complicate the idea of the utter simplicity of the totality of a causation in the relationship of the universe, both before the idea in Alpha and Omega that time began and ended, and in the certainty that anywhere contained within the idea of a beginning in space-time and an end cannot be at any single moment the certainty that the entirety of the resurrection is occurring and that we can share it together in the message that Jesus has given us in regard to our individual acceptance of the responsibility that the causation in each one of us, whether in multiplicity or in singular revealing to ourself, the crucifixion is being caused by our association with each other, and most particularly, as Jesus would direct you, by your continuing determination to separate yourself from the simple solution of re-bodily form that is occurring in the healing process of the conversion of the necessity for us to occupy a body. The beautiful demonstrations that Jesus performed in the New Testament in regard to his capacity to go among the thieves, among those who were condemning their association, among the Pharisees, among the Sanhedrin, among the captives of the idea of the particulars of body separation. Jesus walks among them and says, no, this is the New Testament. I have brought the power of God with me when I came into this association. I intend to use that power to demonstrate my certainty of the maximum effort that need be employed by me to demonstrate that no matter what power I utilized in order to justify a space-time location, the very simple fact of the matter was that all of my power, in fact, comes from my God, comes from my Father. And the more that I've been able to show you through my own experience of devastation, of the totality of my inability to solve through my devices the idea of sickness and pain and death, the more through Jesus, who is standing right here with us now, I have been able to offer you the totality that you are no longer on the cross, that you no longer have to see another body being tortured or beaten or put to death, that you no longer have to offer somewhere within yourself the sympathy of the expression of the possibility that humans, in their idea of duplicity, could possibly be separate from the single reality of the power that Jesus so amply demonstrated within his own resurrection. There are particulars now among us who are on this little idea of a containment in time that apparently have increased the torturing, the pain, the loneliness, the idea of sacrifice, and most particularly the idea of death, to the simple admission that by his instruction and by the proof that he has offered us based on his appearance here, present, in this time continuum, we see that he's alive. Can you hear this with me? His willingness, and many of you have probably seen very recently, there's a movie that shows in vivid ideas the terrible crucifixion that our Savior Jesus went through. Are you listening to me? That's a fact of the matter. You look with me. My concern is not about the idea that we suffer loneliness and pain and death in our correspondence with ourselves. My concern is only that we recognize that deep within our minds and hearts, we are aware that there must be a power that somewhere out in the universe is available to us in the conversion of the pain we're expressing. Along comes Isaiah, and he says, are you ready to hear this now in the second coming? It's not out there. There is no God out there who in any way intends to associate with the power that you are employing in order to demonstrate your separate capacities to be crucified and die. Remember how we shared together the certainty that our Father does not judge you in your relationship with your Son? That he has left all judgment, as Jesus directs you, to the certainty that in your relinquishment of judgment of the particulars of pain and death that represent you, you can see that he is risen. And that through judging no man, you can come to know you and who you are in the particulars of self-recognition. This particular video, the one that you're viewing now from the satellite, was prepared by my Savior, Jesus Christ, in a continuum of time to help represent now to the human establishment that has viewed the torturing and pain of Jesus a very fundamental and simple admission that he is resurrected, and that if you'll let it become true now within your own mind, we may picture together the instruction that he has given us in regard to our certainty, that through the forgiveness of our brother, through the releases of our defense of ourself, we can recognize in his resurrection that we are resurrected with him here and now at this moment. Listen. From Jesus, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and in my words? That I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work." Listen, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works that I do. Listen, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I am going to do it. And if you love me, you keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. You listen yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. You listen, I will resurrect, but you will see me, and because I live, you shall live also. And at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. And I'm questioning how I can make it any simpler in my mind. In the devastating moment that we experienced when we saw our dear brother, who was a factoring within our own mind, in all of the pain, in all of the conflict, in all of the war, in all of the idea of separation within the limited containment of space-time, for fear of the loss of the littleness by which we could demonstrate to each other the idea of death, the idea of termination, the idea that once the experience of the entirety, this is from Jesus now, who is with us here in this first little episode, was performed in its entirety through a single moment of the wholeness of the devastation of the idea of the possibility of loneliness and death. It was performed by all of us. And that what we are exchanging at this moment is a very simple recognition that in this scripture, in this Holy Testament, in this statement by this divine man, in this statement by you, that in the recognition of the particulars of your identity with yourself, will be the recognition of my Savior, Jesus Christ. The single thing that we have learned in this first 27 minutes in the idea of the revelation through a practice that there is a single power out in the universe that we can be has been shown us in the scripture of Jesus, who now appears in a new continuum of time that was previously being denied by you with evidence of the continuation of the crucifixion, when the very simple solution of being born again is now contained in your certainty that no matter how much you were determined to suffer loss and pain and death, it is now passed away. And that Jesus is standing here with us at this moment, and we're recognizing each other in the love of this expression. I'll be right back. You remember, God is going with us wherever we go, and I see that Jesus is now walking with you and abiding with you in what appears to be a passage of time to reorganize you in time to the certainty that this is the time you have chosen to leave. Shall we say it together? God bless us, each and every one. Back together. And the enjoyment I'm getting out of reading you the particulars of a demonstration of the resurrection that occurred with you just a moment ago in space-time have taken a distance in which you attempted and were planning to represent yourself as being a body form in order to prove to me that you were an occupancy of the body, can now be released by you in a simple moment of the recognition. In Aramaic, there's a particular use of the word. We'll use the word abide. We'll use the word that it's impossible in a demonstration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in a former physical body of corruption that suffered all of the pain and all of the loneliness, all of the loss and the despondency of Gethsemane, in the totality, the idea of his need to beseech the Father to help him with the solution, only to be greeted with absolute silence, is the simple indication of the recognition of the entirety of your individual responsibility to simply allow our Father, the God of Almighty, the power of the universe, the demonstrator of the entirety of this little archive of containment of space-time in which we find ourselves and in we demand recognition of ourselves, in the scripture of Jesus, says very simply, look, I just demonstrated to you in this motion picture that you saw the terrible, awful beating that I took within my own body formulation. Are you going to hear this? That I'm not a body. That I have returned from outside of time in what appears to be reflections of light in regard to our body formulation, so that in a healing practice of the conversion of what appears to be our physicality of body, at any single moment, as demonstrated by Jesus, you may be whole and well and perfect. And where you were blind, now you can see. And where you were suffering from conditions of pain and death in body formulation, you can be instantly reformulated within a light factor. This is the practice of the many of you went to this motion picture. who saw the terrible torture and the beating that occurred within our Savior. And you have an acknowledgement that apparently within the vision of our association with each other, that Jesus is dead. You're going to listen to me. In your mind, Jesus is dead. Because Jesus is the particular of you as a species of human identity, utilizing a limited power within the faculty of your own containment in time, intend to demonstrate the weakness, the idea of the loss of power that you are determined to exercise in order to prove to me that you're a body form. They call me the master teacher. The simple truth of the matter is master means teacher. The greatest master that ever could have lived in any space-time is my Savior, Jesus Christ. But the idea that he would not be present with me, and those of you who saw this video, are very evident that next to you can be at a decision that you can make in the power of your own mind to see that the reflection of light that previously demonstrated to you your need to identify a brother somehow separate from you as a body formulation can at any moment, through the defenselessness of himself and the idea that his brother is attacking him and thereby crucifying him, can see in an instant that he is risen. And that the power of resurrection is now yours to make. And that's why we were sharing the New Testament together with just a few more scriptures now. Listen. And at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And listen carefully, I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. I will manifest myself. I will write within his mind and heart a scripture of my certainty of his perfection that includes a manifestation of the particulars of body identity that previously held me in the bondage of a location in space-time without an innate capacity to use a memory that must be deep within me in the solution for which I am searching that are now being identified in our scripture from Jesus. Listen. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and will make our abode, our home with him. And he that loveth me not is not keeping my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. And these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You listen, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard, oh, I have said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go to my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe, because I will not walk much longer with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing of me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, are you listening? And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I arise and told you that you can abide with me. And the simple admission that I underwent the entirety of the crucifixion of my mind as evidence of a memory pattern contained within you, where you and I together within this frame of evidence of the story we're telling each other, can share instances in the recognition that standing with us is my Savior, Jesus Christ, and that in my recognition of him as a whole brother to me, I recognize not only myself, but you. I see not only myself in the containment of my mind as what you call a master teacher, a teacher of teachers, with the simple admission, as Jesus has instructed us, that all of us, be we human body identities, our consciousness of relationships, of recognition of ourself in space-time location that limit us to continuing ideas that we have about ourself, even though at any single moment we are perfectly capable of recognizing that the demonstrations by which we recognize our apparent body association are nothing but reflections of light that cannot give us back more than we are determined to see within our continuing need to suffer at the hands of someone else, or most particularly at our own hands, in which we attempt to justify the idea of life contained within the certainty that there is no death, and that that demonstration comes about within the scripture of ourself by a simple recognition that any disciple of Jesus in our New Testament would immediately begin to teach the recognition of the necessity for the conversion of his individual body form, not only as demonstrated by Jesus who has ascended to heaven, but by you as an apostle who is going to present from the New Testament, from the Bible, of the possibility of a correspondent of the physical appearance of my Savior Jesus in recognition is now available to me if I will let it be within my determination to acknowledge his resurrection. Listen. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. And this is from St. Paul. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and is just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but that I am carnal, sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Are you listening? Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I don't seem to find. For the good that I would do I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find that a law that, when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Listen, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of man. And the idea that you would recognize that scripture from our apostle is a very fundamental admission that you have accepted your own apostleship. Can you see this with me? That in the determination that while at any moment we may appear to occupy a fleshy association of ourself in correspondent with the limitations that we insist on offering ourselves within our own particulars. Listen, we are much aware that deep within us, as consciousnesses of human body identity, there is a light force of energy of all of the power of the universe that will be available to us at any instant. I'm going to use the word, shall I use it? Forgiveness, as instructed by Jesus, to forgive my enemy. Beginning with the fundamental admission, as Paul just directed us to in Corinthians, when he says very simply, I want to perform the acts of the recognition of Jesus, but I find that at any single moment, I appear to be in sin. Now, what's happened with the movie that most of you have seen can be a particular evidence for you if you will accept the most fundamental teaching of my Savior Jesus. Here's what he says. He says, I have absolutely no concern about the multiplicity, come on, you can hear this, of the sins that you perform in your apparent separate identity. A lot of you who saw, what's the name of the man that did the movie? What's his name?
Mel Gibson.
In the performance of the video in which he made a commitment to Jesus that all of us are in sin, come on, you can hear this, this is scripture, is the simple admission that all of us are in sin. And the idea that my Savior Jesus is going to distinguish, can you hear me a little bit, the quality of your sin in regard to what you are as a Christian or a Methodist or an atheist or a Baptist of a no identity whatsoever, there will be no denial in this message from my Savior that you are occupying a body. Now, at the moment of the occupancy of the body, you're in sin. Remember how Jesus explained the idea of kata, or sin, or separation, or being momentarily off the mark, so that the reflection of light that you're getting from the correspondence formulates multiple body identities, so that all of us appear to be in different forms of sin. You listen with me? You want to hear this with me? We can practice a little bit. I see there's a lot of light going on, very simply because you've been forced to look at the terrible idea of the sinfulness of body. Now, those of you who are determined to believe that your body, ostensibly, is less fearful than other bodies, cannot not suffer from the idea that our Savior, Jesus Christ, died for our sins. Look with me. What could possibly the meaning be in the idea of Savior, in your continuing need to identify Him as being upon the cross and dying? That while you may want to acknowledge it within your own mind, the prime requisite for the admission of the power of you in your apostleship to change your mind is to make a very fundamental admission and recognition that He is risen. They call me a teacher of God. The practice that I'm offering to you through my Savior Jesus are nothing but my own recognition that of myself I could do nothing. The admonition given you by Jesus is the necessity for an entire dependence on your Son, who is already risen, in your relationship that He will help you recognize the certainty that you are risen with Him, because our Father is not separate from each other in the certainty of who we are together. And in that certainty, we identify ourselves as whole and perfect. Some of you, and I'm doing a lot of scripture here along with Paul, have an idea that my concern, and I'm speaking now as a human identity, regenerating my notion of idea of correspondence about myself, are actually concerned about particular religious formulation of ideas about separate body, when in the truth of the matter, I have no regard to it at all. The consciousness by which you recognize yourself in the factoring of your own wholeness are very simply evidence of your willingness to allow a moment of the idea of forgiveness. And I looked at your television again this morning. The activities by which you intend to continue to identify yourself as that human factor are surprising to me. At the minimum, I would at this time, within your own consciousness, expect you to begin to recognize that in the exchange of the power we are using, Paul reminds us this in the scripture, to keep our body identity, there is present with us. Shall we practice? Say to me, perfect body. Good. The healing process of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and in what I'm attempting to demonstrate you now as a body formulation, is a rejuvenation of light energy contained within the factoring of this 78-year-old body. I might as well do it. I've only got a few minutes left here. Now, if you look at me in the crucifixion of Jesus and believe that together, are you looking with me, we're going to have to lay each other down into our body forms so that we can go out to the cemetery together and see crosses under which we identify yourself, of which I incidentally am very familiar, having had numerous experience of death without an apparent recognition that the resurrection is actually occurring within our own mind as directed by Jesus at this moment without regard to what appears to be the conflict of our own mind. And in this aspect, we are willing, listen, to forgive our enemy. cemeteries that I see by the thousands of crosses in the wars that have been particulars do not distinguish between other formulations, whether they be Korean, Japanese, German. All of them are identified only as bodies. Yet in each body identity, in a new correspondence of yourself, can be a recognition that he is risen. Many of us have gone out to the graves of our parents, of our friends, of our loved ones, and we are holding them dear in the memory of the love that we feel for them in the reappearance of my Savior Jesus, and now in my association with you, that in the recognition of the ideas I have about my brother and my sister and my enemy cannot not be contained the love of God, and that Jesus will be present with me. Many now are reporting that in this terrible movie where all of the torturing occurs, that suddenly they're seeing this whole perfect man standing next to him saying, no, I'm not there. No, I'm not there, I'm with you. Because a memory of the loved one who you thought was buried is the same love that Jesus is demonstrating to you in the brotherhood that we are. Perhaps you'll let me come back and do one more hour in the idea that he is risen, in the idea that the time has come at last for you to recognize what we call the second coming, the certainty that the adjustment of the duplicity of ideas of our mind has been made that allow you individually to represent his saviorship in the certainty that you are whole and perfect as God created you. And that we may make the declaration together. God bless us, each and every one. And that's a very bright revealing as you rise up in your own resurrection. I'll see you in just a moment. Thank you.